Hello, all you Disney and Frozen lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Annandale for Life, Matthew Avery. And welcome back, for the first time in a while, to the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Yes, I know it's been a while since I did a podcast. This is the first podcast I did since the Michael Jackson tribute episode, but hey, college life kind of took a toll on me, and I couldn't get a podcast episode done. But let's get serious here. It is officially a couple days away till we ring in the new year. The new year 2020. Not only is it the last year of the 2010s, it's also the last year of me being a teenager, and I'm not sure how I can react to that because, time flies. But a lot of things have happened in 2019 this year. Like, we got a kickoff of the live-action saga of Disney stuff. It all started with the Kim Possible live-action, which unfortunately did not get many views when it came out. But then we got Aladdin. We got The Lion King. You name it. And we also got the great end to what was a great saga in the Avengers Phase 4 saga. Tony Stark got the proper send-off of the hero, because he's the one that started it. It was only appropriate for him to end it. He died the hero. We also got plenty of great movies that Disney released. Toy Story 4, Frozen 2. I'm trying to think of other ones they released. Oh, they just released the new Star Wars movie. Man, it just can't get better than that. Now, what is the best moment that actually happened in 2019? Honestly, the best moment that happened in 2019, it would have to be Frozen 2 coming out. And, it was just amazing. It was so amazing, I actually went to go see it twice. And one of my parents was questioning it, like, what's the big deal? I want to go see a movie twice. That's actually the first, in 2019 was an achievement, because it was actually the first time in my history that I actually went to go see the same movie twice. I went to go see it before I left to Thanksgiving, left to go back to college, after Thanksgiving break. And, I'm just trying to figure out, the ups and downs of 2019. Yes, we had to deal with another year of Donald Trump being president, but that's something I'm not going to worry about. Trump is going to be impeached, so I'm not going to drag politics into this right now, because it's about talking about celebrating another great year of 2019. We got Star Wars Galaxy's Edge that was opened at Disney and Disney's Hollywood Studios. I still have my lightsaber from when I went on my first trip to Disney World. I will bring it out on occasion just to preserve it. And I just can't believe 2019's already flown by. Just like a snap of a finger. Okay, if you excuse me, I'm going to take a little breather. I'll be right back. Alright, I'm back. Thank you for letting me catch my breath for a little bit. A lot of things has happened to me as of 2019. I officially came up with my official logo for my YouTube channel, and I couldn't be more happier than to come up with a YouTube logo that I'm sticking with probably for years and years to come. But that probably, I'm not sure that's gonna happen. We don't know. We just gotta let this tide take my sail, and you know what I mean. I actually made a bunch of new friends this year as, actually, for the first time in my college life, I actually got a roommate that stuck around. Like, he stuck around, and I couldn't be more happier. And not only did I end my first year of college, but I also started my second year of college. And I passed my first semester of my second year. So that gives me another semester to go, and I'm looking so forward to when 2020 comes, and I can't wait to turn the big 2020. I can't wait to turn the big 20 years of age. And I'm going to miss being a teenager, honestly. Anyway. And we did have some down years with all that's happened with around the world. And we're not going to get to that. Let's talk about sports a little bit. Once again, the Super Bowl this year, honestly, that was super boring. The Super Bowl this year was boring because not only were the Patriots in it again, but the only reason the Rams were in the Super Bowl was because of a lame call. Because the Rams shouldn't have been in the Super Bowl, it should have been the Saints, but the refs missed a blatant pass interference call, which led to this new idea of challenging the pass interference rule, which hasn't benefited any coach in the NFL today. It's only benefited a major few, and let's say we call this the year of bad officiating now, and I just wish we could have gotten a better Super Bowl. Honestly, I think the refs purposely missed that pass interference call, so the Patriots could have gotten easy pickings. That's my take. The Patriots have had the refs in their back pocket for years, and 2019 is like, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. The Patriots need a rain check. They don't have to be in the Super Bowl every single year. Well, look at them now. They're now having to compete in the wild card round for the first time since the start of the decade. I'm not mad. I'm really happy about that. And 2019, it's brought in a whole world of sports. Like, we had blockbuster deals in baseball. Well, the biggest one has to be Gerrit Cole going to the Yankees. Because, and the whole Astros cheating scandal, which I honestly would believe is how, because they were tanking, they were struggling when they moved to the American League. They were struggling so bad, why wouldn't they cheat to get to the top? I wouldn't be surprised if their World Series ring was revoked. But I honestly doubt that will ever happen. But we've had our fair share of moments this year in baseball. Like, Pirates got a new manager. There's a bunch of baseball teams that got new managers because it was just time to move on from some. And some managers decided to retire. 2019 has been, it's been a whirlwind of a year, and I'm actually going to miss it. All the moments I made in 2019, I did something that no other freshman could have done, my first year of college. As a freshman, I did something I never thought I'd do, and I actually brought home a crown, because I won a pageant. I'm really proud of that. I never thought I'd do that. 2019's given me so many moments. Like, I met so many new friends. And, all my other friends haven't forgotten me one bit. They haven't forgotten my smile, how I enter the room and make everybody's day. It's just amazing. Excuse me, I'm going to take one more short break before we wrap it all up. Thank you. And thank you for letting me have another break. Okay, what's worth, 2019 may have had its ups and downs, but we were able to pull through, and hey, we got so many new things, like we have a new royal member of the family. One college got a new president. For me, for my college, it's our official first year under our new president. And it's been a fun year. I'm sad to see it all go so fast. It went so fast like the Roadrunner trying to run away from all the Wile E. Coyote's traps. But I did get a new mascot this summer in 2019. I got two new mascots. I got two stuffed dragons. One I named Figment because the color reminded me of Figment from Journey into Imagination. I'm trying to I'm still trying to name Figment's body partner in crime, but that's going to be one that's a work of progress. We also got something where, I think this happened only last year. When an Epcot attraction that was long closed, its animatronic was stolen. They say he was stolen. And they say, Cranium Command's buddy was stolen, like, somebody just chopped up the wires sloppily, and just left them, just took Buzz. It's like, how can anybody do that? It's impossible to steal an attraction. Like, it's impossible to steal an animatronic from Epcot, from any Disney park. It's hard to steal an attraction animatronic from any Disney park without getting caught. But it's somehow somebody sneaked out, but it turns out that was just a, from what I hear, it was just a misunderstanding that Disney employees went in to remove Buzz because Matt Sansois, I'm not sure if I pronounced his name right. This guy, Matt Sansois, for example, he's known for going to go check out abandoned animatronics, abandoned attractions. He actually ended up getting caught, and now he's barred from Disney. But the reason Disney employees removed Buzz, that's what they say. That's what I've heard, that Buzz was stolen, and that Buzz was not stolen, but he was just removed from his post because Disney employees did not want kids getting hurt trying to take selfies with Buzz, because Buzz is inserted dangerously on top of a moving animatronic. And let's just say it's been a whirlwind of a year. We got attractions all around. We got, not only was Galaxy's Edge over at Hollywood Studios, but also we got the amazing Toy Story Land, which is amazing because Toy Story 4 came out, and Toy Story 4 is going to be the last movie in the Toy Story trilogy, not counting the series on Disney Plus. Disney, that's like the after events of Toy Story 4. And when I get back to Disney, that's something I want to go check out. I want to go check out Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land, all that. Overall, 2019, I give it 2 thumbs up. Gave us another great year of moments that we will never forget. And I can't wait to see what 2020 gives us. So, yeah. Anyway, that is all the time I have on this podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you give it a big thumbs up, as that really helps me out. And I'm going to go check out my year review YouTube video on my YouTube channel, Matt Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery. My Snapchat is mavesdam-avery. My Instagram is Matt Avery of Andel, all in lowercase. My Twitter is Matt Avery Disney, all caps. My TikTok account is Matt Avery Disney. The MAD is capitalized. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers, for all you Frozen lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and since I've ended up like Matthew Avery, and I'll see you guys in my decade podcast episode.